Praise the Lord. Happy to be out this morning. Such a privilege. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's go before Him in prayer this morning. Precious Heavenly Father, we deem it a great privilege, Lord, to be gathered, Lord, in Your temple You have prepared for us. Lord, we just long to hear what You have for us this day. Lord, it's such a blessing and an honor and a privilege, Lord, to hear what You have for us this day, the words of the Lord. Lord, to our hearts, Lord, may we have the desire to go out and live them words. Lord, just bless these few songs of worship we have this morning and bless this service. We'll give You all the glory and honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to turn to page 12 on our little capstone books. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel I can feel His mighty power is here, little chorus, he is here. He is here. Spirit wooing. Amen. Page 67, or only believe. To be like Jesus. Amen. What a desire. To be like Jesus. From earth to glory. Faithful Savior, how rich, the true meaning of rich, His favor. On earth I long to be like Him. Lord, help me. Amen. Is that your desire? Amen. Brother Amos, you take up the offer.
Thank you for all that you've given us, and especially, Lord, for the work that you've given to this hour.
special? Sister Grace. Predestination. Amen. Let's all stand. To ask our brother to come, we'll sing that chorus, Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Thy grace appear the hour I first believed. Let us bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, again we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. Just so thankful, Lord, for your mercy and your grace in our lives. And seeing the time and hour we live in, we realize that truly if a people have a desire burning today, it's truly your mercy and grace. If they can truly see something happening in their lives that they cannot do, truly mercy it is. We're asking again today now that you would just open our hearts to your precious word. And may every word just strike a special note in our hearts. We come here many times, Lord, and listen to your word. And we oftentimes pick up the Bible and read the Bible and read the quotes and different things and to be fed. Lord, I'm trusting it will not just be words to us, but it'll be a reality. And may that take place in our hearts today, Father, and just stir a greater reality in our lives. As we ask that you'll help each one of us now, Lord, not only myself to the bringing of your word, but to receiving, but to commit ourselves to you, Lord, to receive. In your glorious, most precious name we ask these things now. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated in a moment. Amen. Just ask you a little question first. Who has had a real, genuine miracle happen in your life sometime or another? A real, genuine miracle. I did. Amen. I hope by the time we get done today that there'll be more. Raise your hands. A miracle. Amen. A real, genuine miracle. I know your mind can wander off in different places and thinking, wow, I've never had a leg go back on, and I've never had maybe a heart attack and just immediately be healed or be blinded, my eyes come open. But just, I want to read this before we start a message this morning. I've read this before, but obviously, maybe we didn't hear it. Maybe it was just a little dull of hearing. But I read this about 4 or 5 weeks ago. So it's just a little test to take. When I ask you if you've ever had a miracle happen in your life, if you did, it should have been. Yeah. Yeah. In Paradox, paragraph 1617. For instance, I believe that every born-again member of the body of Christ is a paradox in themselves. I believe each one of you, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, that never had experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, was in some formal church that did not believe in the genuine new birth, and has now received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, is a perfect example of a paradox. Excuse me. Because something happened to you that changed your whole being. And anyone could look at that and know what a paradox that is, a miracle. Unless that happens, you cannot be a Christian. There must be a paradox for you to become a Christian. Because no one can change a spirit in a man. No way. And give him a new birth. No way. Nobody can do that. No man can do that. Outside of God Himself. God alone is the only one that can do it. And it's a miracle how that God can take a man's thinking and his ways and his life and everything and change it from what it was to what it can be and what He can make it. It's a miracle. I've had a miracle happen in my life. May never have blinded eyes. I hope I never go blind naturally. But I've never had natural blinded eyes and open my eyes open. And maybe never had a hand come back on or something like that, and some great miracle is that. It's wonderful, it is. But the greatest miracle that ever could take place is a new birth. Amen. That could change a man or a woman's life, change their ways, change their way of thinking. Something that stays, it's very solid. And it doesn't, you know, it's there one week and next week it's gone. And that's not what we're talking about. This is something that stays, it's genuine, it's real. It really has happened, you know. And guess what? You know, when people see a miracle happen, they see many miracles in the prophet's ministry. They've seen cancers fall off. They've seen the blinded eyes come open and all that. But guess what? People can see when this miracle takes place too. Yes, they can see it. They know it's happened in your life when it happens. Because it stays, it's solid, and it's Christ on display again. Thought I'd just refresh your mind back to that and just take a little test. And no more hands went up. It's kind of scary, you know. But we could get up here and preach on something and it not be in your remembrance. And not be real to you. It's scary. But I trust today that you'll be encouraged by the word as it comes forth. But we realize it's coming down to the end of time. We realize that. We talk about it all the time. Many of us do. And we realize it's wrapping up. And, you know, it wouldn't take much time at all to just finish everything up. It's supposed to be finished up. And, of course, you know, with the excitement going on within the bride, you know, of course, there's those that's gathered around the bride and kind of, you know, they're just so involved in their natural and daily cares of life and everything, it just chokes them clear out and they're not really interested. It's not exciting to them. It's just, oh, I'm going to church. Sometimes you can get excited about going to church, you know. But it's way more than just going to church. It is something that takes place in your life, changes you forever. It's real, it's genuine, and again, people see it. I actually got another quote laying at home. Maybe I'll bring it tonight. Maybe, Lord willing, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But another, as I was expressing about people will know whether you are filled with the Holy Ghost, there's another quote I found Brother Branham spoke on and said about it. You know, it's just so true. But I'm going to refresh your minds to pick back up in this same subject, but I want to go more on the promises side of it, the blessing side of it, of the new birth. Now, we've been talking about the new birth quite a while now. But we want to go into the blessing side of it and the more, I guess, the response or the action off of being born again, the solidness to it, the assurance of it, okay? But I'll refresh our minds, and if you'd like to stand with me just a moment, we'll give honor to reading God's Scripture, 2 Peter and 1 chapter. Let's read this again now. 2 Peter, 1st chapter, and just read the, we'll go ahead and read the, let's just read 2nd and the 4th, save just a little time. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. According as divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us, now by faith, you have to see you're one of them us, okay? Let's see, that's you he's talking to, all right? Whereby are given to us exceeding great, now notice what he said there, given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, very deity. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And may the Lord again bless you in his word and you may be seated. So we want to bring out this and talk about this again, being that partaker of that divine nature. Alrighty. And to refresh your mind, another little subject here and belonging to this, I want you to listen again to what the prophet said in Souls in Prison. and just read a portion of it so you can kind of catch what he's saying here. He says, the soul of man is not the body of man. It's the soul. Now, saints, again, I know, and I'm standing here thinking now, you know, if people probably know this by heart. But did you receive it in the heart? You know, it's a revelation. Not an intellectual remembrance of it. But is it a reality? Has it been revealed? Okay? But it goes with the subject I want to bring out. And he says, and the soul is something that's the nature of the spirit. Then when the nature of man, when he says we are dead, okay, the scripture tells us, Colossians 3, you are dead, your life is hid in Christ. We are dead, the scripture plainly tells us that. We are dead, and our lives are hid in God through Christ, sealed there by the Holy Spirit. Now, it wasn't your body died. It wasn't your spirit died. It was the nature of your spirit died. See the nature, which is the soul. The nature of your soul is Henry. Is that what it said? The nature of your soul is Larry. The nature of your soul is Stephen. No, no. That is not what he said. The nature of your soul is God. And not very many can believe that. And not very many understand it. They can talk about it. They can meditate on it. They can imagine things about it. But not very many understand it. The nature of your soul is God. If you're born again. There it is. If you're born again. If you're not born again, you don't have the nature of God operating. Okay? Now, God is a very special one. Yeah. And just think, there is a people that are to be partakers of a divine nature of God. Okay? Partakers. Okay? The nature of soul is God if you're born again. Of course, if it's not, it's of the world. And anything that begin has to end. And therefore, the only way that you can have eternal life is to have a life that never did begin. Now you talk about a blessing. Talk about a promise to know that you ain't going to die. Now this is. And if we go in the rapture, this is going to go back to dust and ashes and so forth. And cosmetic gases and come back. Glorified body. You see? But just to think, the real us would live forever, eternally. Talk about wonderful. Wow. But the thing it is, it's just a phrase. Without a reality. It's just a phrase. A person can say those things and they can think those things and they can imagine those things. And come down to the time of their deathbed and start worrying. Be scared. Don't know. Doubt arise. And they could have just got done talking to their brother about it. They could converse back and forth about, my, we have eternal life. My, we was in the thoughts of God before the world was ever formed. We was in the thoughts of God. We are eternal as God is Himself. We could talk about those things as many people do talk about many things in the Word, and it's never a reality. And same it is with this. We can talk about it, and we can think about it, we can imagine about it, and even think we have a revelation of it. But it's always strange how, it's always so wonderful how God put it or placed everything that it takes the trial and test to bring out the reality of it. It's just like when California goes under and things really start rolling. See how many people is really assured then. Or when something really drastic happens, we thought this last little deal would happen, you know, it shook a few and done this, that, and the other. But when California goes under, friends, and oh, you talk about hard to get food then. Talk about electricity and all these things. Oh, my. Talk about rough then. Yeah. We'll see how many people start praying then. Shaken, nervous. Yeah. But that's why God gives us these times now, to be assured and know for sure where we stand. You see? So, again, keep that in mind. Now, he said, your nature is God. If you're born again, is that so hard to swallow? Is that so hard to understand? Is it so hard to believe? Or do we really have a revelation of these things? I'm afraid to say, but I believe if we did, we would definitely have a little different actions about a lot of things, a little different attitudes, and you'd see a lot better actions if we really understood these things. As the prophet said, Christ, the mystery of God revealed. What is the new birth? It's the revelation of Christ in you. Yeah. It's a revelation. That's what a new birth is. He's revealed himself, that he is in you now. Do we know what happened? Can we really be assured we had that miracle take place in our life? Or, well, yeah, I know it did, but it's a hope. Or do we know? Remember, if it is, we've done went through many quotes in scriptures, that if it has happened, you'll know and people will know. Yeah. Without a doubt. Something has really happened in your life. You see? And I know maybe sometimes the way some scriptures I'm reading and some of the quotes, and maybe it makes you doubt a little bit. Maybe it makes you wonder, am I for sure born again? If there's just a little bit of wonder, then friends, we really need something. Because if a message coming forth and hearing the word can stir a little bit of, maybe I don't know about this. What do you think is going to happen when things really get rough? When that press comes? What do you think is really going to happen? Do you really think you're going to stand there solid and assured and with a blessed assurance? And you sit there and know the cares of life has just choked you completely out. And just strangle on you every day that you can't even have joy and peace in your heart. It's just supposed to be fruits of the Spirit. It's really choking you out. Cares of life, and then you think you're going to be ready on that day. That's why we've gathered here again, to make sure as we receive the word, trusting we'll receive the word, will be just exactly what it says. That's what we're trusting to be today. So he says here in identification, and it reminds back to this one, then we'll get some other quotes. Paragraph 96, this was preached 1963, his sinless nature expressed God's word. And that's what he said there. His sinless nature expressed God's word. Talking about Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. Expressed his word. Now what if we had that same sinless nature? He said, we can't. We're human beings. We ain't talking about this flesh, right? But what if we consider today and know we have that same sinless nature? You're going to sit there and tell me you can't have? You're going to sit there and tell me it's impossible? You're going to tell me Brother Branham said it's not possible? I'll show you where he said it has to be. We have to have that same sinless nature. And there's wonderful blessings and promises to know you have that same sinless nature. And you're a partaker of that divine nature. Oh my. His sinless nature expressed God's Word. He was the Word. So God expressed Himself by that sinless nature. Same thing, something's going to have to express to us through our sinless nature. May I stop here just a second? I don't want to keep you too long, but it just seems so good to me to talk to people. Notice, His sinless nature expressed what He was. Are you listening? Don't just get out there in la-la land and just get your mind on other things. Listen to what I'm reading here. His sinless nature expressed what He was. He then, if His sinless nature, God expressed Himself through that sinless nature, it shows that our nature is evil, and is no matter how much we try to patch it up or how much we try to indoctrinate it with other things, it's got to become sinless like His was. How's it going to happen? Through the new birth. It's got to become sinless the same as His was sinless. Okay? And then God's Word can flow through it. Okay? That don't mean perfection yourself. You can't be that. But you see, even our people are getting away from practice of holiness. We begin to let down so many bars, and we go, He says, we got to come to that place of our profession, that He is our example and He is our sin bearer. And then if we profess that, He is our peacemaker, He is our propitiation, then if we profess that, then that is supposed to reflecting back in us. So if we're going to profess it, then it's supposed to reflect. If it really happened, it will. Okay? And we are written epistles, see, a looking glass, that people can see Christ in us. Now, if they don't, we're looking at something else and we're not looking to Him. He says, look to Him, all the ends of the world, and live. See, the only way you can. Let's go on. You see that sinless nature expressed God's, I'm sorry, He said that sinless nature expressed the Word of God so much, okay, that He and the Word was one. Now keep listening. I and the Father are one. I do always that which pleases. I and the Father are just one. We are so perfect in the image of God until God was expressed the same thing. Now remember the scripture Paul tells us. We are predestinated. We're predetermined. It was pre-planned that we would be conformed to the image of His Son. And the prophet, when he's quoted that before, he said, exact image. Yeah. Now think of that. Now, keep in mind, saints, remember, our actions are to declare Him. Didn't the prophet say that? Christ the mystery of God revealed. Our actions is to declare Him. Okay? Now we all have the opportunity every day, where places we go, places we work, who we're with, wherever it may be. There's all kinds of opportunity for actions. Does our actions declare Him, His nature? Because our nature is God if we're born again. Just keep following. You say, it may be a little rough listening to these things right now, but if you can find your place in this, friends, such a great assurance, a blessed assurance. But again, if you find yourself constantly failing and not the desire to overcome, you might just hear the Word and it might condemn you for a little bit. And then you, I should stop trying to do that. But there's nothing there on the inside to drive you to that. Remember nature, friends, itself. A dove couldn't help from being a dove. A hog can't help from being a hog. A cow can't help from being a cow. A chicken can't help from being a chicken. It has its actions as a chicken. Neither can a son of God born and filled with the Spirit of God could not help from being as a son of God. Or they that are born and still have that worldly nature in them cannot help from being like the world. Can't help themselves from wanting to be close to the world and doing things in the world and entertainments and all these different things that shouldn't be done. A woman can't help herself from putting on clothes that shows her body. She can't help it. Her husband may remind her and tell her and all that. Maybe he's full of the Holy Ghost. Maybe she ain't. And he may remind her and it just ain't going to click. So the next opportunity she may go get dressed and she has to tell her, "Hun, that's not long enough. That's too tight around your bosom. You shouldn't do that." "You think it is?" She don't have it. A woman that cannot be under submission to her husband and the husband rule over her, they just don't have it. Yeah. Husband has to keep her telling her, "Hun, you've got to be under submission. You should not do that. Check with me before you go out there and do this thing. Go out there and think you're going to buy a car for yourself. You check with me before you do this. You check me before you go making these plans. I'm the head. I'm the ruler." 2 months later passed, and she's out there doing the same thing again. Cannot be the nature of God. See? Just living off somebody keep telling you and remind you, "Don't do this, do this, do this, do that, do this, do that." And you have to be somebody, an individual has to live by governments. But you don't make Christians by governments. It's by being filled with the Holy Spirit. Right? He was so perfect in the image of God until he and God was expressed the same thing. He was the flesh, the Son, that expressed the deity of God. Now we're supposed to be divine. We're supposed to be partakers of the divine nature. Isn't that what the Scripture says? Absolutely. So that made him deity in man. In man. In order to redeem a man, see, he and the Word was one. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. So he and the Word became one, that the Word could express and could show to the world that example of what man should be, of what I should be, of what you should be. That's what that example come for. And man can't be that in himself. That's why he needs a miracle. Yeah. You say, "Well, I ain't much for miracles." You better be a lot for that miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. A man can't be that in himself. There's no way he can educate it in him. There's no way to join it. There's no way to baptize it. There's no way of doing nothing. Only kill it. First nature. That nature you was born with. That was you born in sin, shaping iniquity. Came in this world, cheating, stealing. It was a sinful nature. But we need to operate with a sinless nature. Yeah. He says, there's no way of doing nothing, only kill it. And let it be born again. And a new nature come in. That's the only way, is kill that nature of yourself. You might, and he skips for a minute, and then the Word becomes a living thing. It just expresses itself out through you. It just expresses itself out through you. That means it's not you trying. It happens automatically. Does the chicken have to try to act like a chicken? I've raised a lot of chicks, friends. And I'm telling you, they ain't out of that shell very long at all. And they're just taking their little feet and just... Nobody told them. I didn't have to say, pat them on the back and say, "Now start scratching, you're a chicken." It was born with that nature in there. And when you receive the new birth, friends, the nature of God will automatically take you over. And people will see it. You see. But the human race is the only thing I know of in mammal life. They can say with their mouth they have it. And if you want anything to be like Christ, you got to make them do it. Because they can't do it themselves automatically. Unless they've been born again. All the other animals just do what's in them. Same, a mammal, human being, will do Christ comes in and lives. You won't be able to help yourself from acting like a son of God or a daughter of God. You can't help it. Impossible. Yeah. You don't have to make it do anything. Nothing. You don't need a preacher making you and pushing you and saying, I'm going to put you on restriction if you don't do it. You just do it. Think about it, friends. There's been a lot of people try to make Christians by making them do things. It's just like your children. You will never make them a Christian. Never. The thing they have to see is they must be born. And then it'll happen. Yeah. You'll see changes in their life that you could never do. I don't care what you made them do or make them quit doing and this, that, and the other. You can't do it. All you can do is pray for them, ask God to fill them with the Holy Spirit. Give them that little draw on the inside that it'll go to work and pull on them and make them what they need to be. Yeah. And same way it is with an old person. You can't make them be a Christian. Impossible. No. They must be born again. The middle age, you can't make them be Christian. They must be born again. Yeah. Then no problem. You'll see it click and automatically will happen. Yes. Just like a clock. Ticking. It'll click right on. Right in time. It won't stop. It'll just be exactly what God sent it to be. You see? Which is what many people lack. Many people operate on being reminded. As I spoke about a little bit ago. Remind them they shouldn't do this. Remind them they shouldn't go there. Remind them something ain't happened yet. Let's go on. We'll see it. And let it be born again. And the nature, new nature command. I guess we read that. It's going down here. He says, see, God sent his mirrors, his express expression of himself in the prophets. Because the word came to the prophets and they expressed God in there. And he says, though their prophecy, see that God gave them, through their prophecy God gave them. And now God expresses himself through his son, Christ Jesus. As he takes us in as adopted children and puts his spirit in us, crying, Abba, Father, or other words, my God, then the Holy Spirit in us, Christ's spirit expressing Jesus Christ, and people look at you. And when they see hypocrites or hypocrisies and everything, no wonder, see, we've lost our strength. The soul has lost its savor. But no other nature could do this. No. Because he was the molded, perfect character of God. For it was fallen character, he says, for it was a fallen character that all nature had. All men had a fallen character. That's what we was born with. A fallen character. Yeah. It could not stand. It could not produce Christ. So that's why he has to do what he had to do. Fill people with his Holy Spirit. Give them a new birth. And the nature, his nature, dominate and produce his own life. And then he gives to us, he said, and then he gives to us, that gives to us the proof. It gives to us the assurance. Okay? All this seemed like it's really hard, you know, this, that, and the other. Oh, I can't take this, Brother Steve. It seems like it's pretty hard. But if you'd only realize the assurance that comes with it. Yeah. And coming in here today and saying, I believe what you're saying, Brother Steve. I believe that. That's fine. But I trust it ain't stopped there. Because there has to be proof of it. Okay? Visible union, bride of Christ. Now listen to what he's going to say here. Now we begin to see why it's so important to have this new birth that we've been talking about. And the sweetness of it. The purity of it. The glory of it. The assurance of it. Take something natural. If one of you would come up to me today and say, Brother Stephen, I'd sure like to, we'll say, eat at the old Dutch restaurant today. But I haven't got the money. Would you please give me the money? I would say, well, absolutely. And I would give you the money. You're so assured that you'll be able to go and eat out at the old Dutch. Because you have the goods now in your hand. But what if I string you out? And what if I wasn't a very trustworthy person? What if maybe you known me as I couldn't keep my word? And you say, Brother Stephen, would you give me the money to go to the old Dutch restaurant today and eat out? I think we can work that out. Won't you meet me there? Now you're thinking, boy, he hadn't kept his word before. I wonder if he'll really be here. I wonder if he'll get distracted and go somewhere else and not meet me here. And then you go over there and you sit there in the parking lot and you get to looking at your watch. Oh, wait a minute. He said 2:30. Oh, no, it's 2:35. You already know the history of not keeping word and things like that. Oh, no, now it's 2:40. Oh, no. But if you had that in your hand already, you wouldn't care if I ever showed up. Because you already got what you need. You have such an assurance, I've got the money. I can go right in there and I'm going to go eat. Give me something to eat and I'm going to fill up. Yeah. Because you actually are looking right at the goods. You feel the goods in your hand. Yeah. But what if God would give me something so real? And let me see something so real. Let me understand something so real. That it truly is as good as God in my hand. But as our lives to the point, we've heard all this, we call stern word. People think you're so stern. People think, oh, he's almost to the point that close to fanaticism. He's almost crazy to believe like that. But what if you could really receive something that you knew for sure, that you could look at it, you could see it, you could understand it, it was truly vindicated. Wouldn't that be a lot better? Wouldn't Wouldn't that be a lot better of an assurance to have than to have to sit there and say, I'm born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and then trust, hope. Maybe go along a few days and we just fail. And we make this mistake and we do this wrong. And then, well, I just done this 2 months ago. What's wrong with me? Go 2 more weeks. Oh, I just done this 2 weeks ago. I just can't quit doing this. And it just goes on and on and on repeatedly. Do you think you'll ever get any kind of assurance out of that? No. Because as the prophet said, you'll condemn your own self. You'll put yourself back as a sinner. When you do wrong and know you shouldn't do it. See? But what if I have something that really takes me over and lives automatically? What a blessed assurance. Let's go on. Go quickly. All right, invisible union, bride of Christ. Paragraph 212. This was November 25th, 1965. Now, it was nature associated with death. Your first husband, now he's using this first husband, he's used the scripture, as Paul's speaking of, he's using this first husband as that first nature. Okay? Your first husband that had rule over you was your nature by natural birth. It had rule over us. You see? We couldn't do anything other than what that nature wanted us to do. If it seen something out in the world appetizing, it ran for it. You know? If it couldn't stay away from alcohol, it ran for it. Because it was burned on the inside. Alcohol, alcohol. Drugs, cigarettes, naked women, all these things. You see? Right? It was your nature by natural birth. Natural. See, you love the world because you are the world. That's why in 1 John says, he that loves the world, the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. In other words, you can't be born again if you love the world. You have no new birth. And a part of the world, that's right. Your desires was, by nature, to love the world, which you're a part of. Yeah. Now, what if a person still just loves materialism? Material, 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 material. Material-minded. It's the world. You love us so much, you ain't got time for God. Well, I want you to know, brother, I go to church. Oh, okay. So you go to church and love the world. Yeah, that's what happens. People by the millions are going to church today and love the world. You're a part of that nature. See, you believe that? He said that it's your natural thing. Just like a chicken scratching. Can't help itself. And actually, we got a different type of chicken down there that its nature is not to scratch. Yeah. And I like that chicken real well. Because the other chickens is always tearing the flower beds up and tearing things up they shouldn't tear. But this chicken just goes around and picks, you know. It's its nature. But the other ones just love tearing things up, you see. But it's what's in that nature of that chicken. That's the reason you have to be born again. You have to be. And it's the only way you're going to end up with a sinless nature operating. Through the new birth. You have to separate. You have to die to that first husband. You can't live with it. No way. You just can't say, well, I'll divorce him and hang him up there to occasion. No, sir. No writing of divorcement. No, no, no. He dies. The nature of the world has to die. Every speck of him has to die. You have to be reunited. Again, with another nature. Yes, I like that word he uses, reunited. Yes. Your name of your first nature was born and put in the book of life. All your deeds was wrote in it too. Everything you've done under that nature was put in a book called the book of life. You know something how great God is? He knows everything, beginning and the end. He knows all things. Now, but when you were separated from that union by spiritual death, baptism of the Holy Spirit, fire of God killing that worldly nature, spiritual death, your natural desire is to cut your hair, see? Your natural desire is to wear shorts or paint your face. Your natural desire is to be intellectual, smart man, knowing something better than others. That's what Eve wanted. That's what the very thing she wanted, you see. That's what Eve took. She was pregnated with that kind of a pregnation. That's what the church is today, by Bible schools, intellectuals, and look, everyone disagreeing with the other. A big mess, just exactly what the Bible said, Babylon, see? The bride knows where she stands. I like this. She is very few. There won't be many saved. Just very, very, very few. Why do you think he said that? Could it be that he knew very few was born with that other nature in him? Very, very few would be saved. Because very few in his day, friend, was born with other nature. Very few. You say, well, there's thousands. Yes, but they come up through the 2,000 years on every age where it come out. Luther's age and that group then died off. They went and denominated, then Wesley. Then come Pentecostals and so forth, all the little out branches of the Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Nazarenes, Pilgrim Holiness, and so forth. See, all those branched off from there like a leaf. Now then, here we are coming to a conclusion as the eternal Logos. Listen. This is in the church age book. Page 152. The eternal Logos was manifest in the Son. In Jesus dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And that eternal one was the Father manifest in flesh, and thereby gained the title of Son. Even so we, eternal in his thoughts, in our own turn, became the many members spoken word seed. Now he's going to tell us why here in a minute. Manifested in flesh. Those eternal thoughts now manifest in flesh are the sons of God. Now, trusting you can find yourself in there, as I find myself in there by His mercy and grace. Even as we are so called, we did not become seed by the rebirth. You don't become seed by being born again. No. We were seed and therefore were reborn. For only the elect can be reborn. Because we were seed is the reason we could be quickened or born again. That's what he's talking about, see? Is the reason we could be quickened. In non-seed, there's nothing to quicken. So what's that showing me? I mean, if I'm born again, I know I had to be seed. Because in non-seed, it can't be quickened. But if you're born again, oh, hallelujah, you know your seed, and you know you're in the thoughts of God. You see? But again, it's just a phrase. Unless I can see and know without a doubt, it's a vindicated in me. If it's not being a vindicated, I'm hoping and a trusting. And there ain't no assurance comes with that, friends. But assurance comes with knowing and it being vindicated in your life that He's there. You see? that you can see when the word comes and you overcome. You overcome. You don't keep doing the same things over and over again, over and over and over again. No. You overcome. You quit that nonsense. You quit those things that displeases God. Yeah. Are you listening? All right. I won't say it yet. Communion. December 12th, 1965. Paragraph 44. Now listen to this again. He was talking about the way he was before. He said, I'm saying this. Taking for myself, like you was going to say, William Branham. Well, 40 years ago, the William Branham, it isn't the same one tonight. Get that? If somebody back there would say, William Branham, he was a rank rascal. Because I was born of Charles and Ella Branham. In their nature, I was a sinner. See, it wasn't sinless at that time. But it had to become sinless. There had to be a sinless nature activated that would dominate the human spirit and the flesh. A sinless nature. It would believe every word, friends, every word. It would be able to receive the word. William Branham, he was a rank rascal, see, because he was born Charles and Ella Branham. In their nature, I was a sinner. I came to the world a liar, like every one of us did. Yeah. And all the habits of the world laid right in me, as it did you and I. And may still lay in those that's not born again. Those old habits. Those same old tempers. Same easily offended attitudes. Yeah. Habits of the world laid right in me. But down in there too was another nature present. See? Predestinated. Was in there by God. In this same body. See? Two natures in there. But again, how was this to take place? How was this sinless nature, I can say in a way, be activated? By that first nature being killed by that Holy Ghost fire. Then you see a sinless nature take over the body, take over the mind, take over and bring forth actions. That has taken over. Okay? How many times do I have to go through this? I'll say, why are you doing it, Brother Steve? Why are you wasting your time? If the Word of God, which is the roadmap, which is God's pure, unadulterated Word of God, tells us people still is not born again. Why wouldn't it be something serious we should take? Why wouldn't? Well, preach on this and preach on that. It's time to change. What good is anything else until you get the new birth? You'll not get anywhere. See? But people want to go on out into this. Without a new birth. See? That's what you can't get people to see. All this out there ain't going to do you a bit of good until you're born again, friends. Then you'll be able to receive it. See? But people just keep on going on and they want to just try to live their good lives. You don't realize, friends. You should. But there is sinners out there today living that lives better than sometimes we do. And takes the word more stricter in their life than sometimes we do. Yeah. But to them, drive 70 when it says 50, you'd never catch him to do it. No, sir. You wouldn't catch him doing that. There ain't no way. And don't even have the new birth. And people that their mouths fly open, I'm born again full of the Holy Ghost, they don't care about it. A woman will put on something that's too tight, she don't care about it. She don't care. Women all through this message with stuff on their bosom, showing it too tight, and showing their bosoms. She don't care. There's some people out there just trying to be holy and dress holy and do a better job than a lot of people in this message and don't even know anything about this message. It's a serious time. Deception. People believe they're Christians when they're not. Scary thing. But you've got to know. I'm not really getting to where I want to go yet today. But let me get closer to it, and the next time we pick it up, Lord will. But you remember, when it went down, the grain began to ripen that you find. Before that grain can ripen, everything in that stalk has to be dead. Hallelujah. Can't you see where we're standing? Life is in the grain again. What is it? Just exactly the same grain that went in the ground. The same Jesus in the bride. Wow. The same Jesus in the bride. The same Jesus in the bride form. Same now, he says. Same power, same church, same thing, same word. The same word sucked up through these and come out here, talking about through those other ages, come up to the head, and all the life that come through here picked up its people, and now it's forming into a head for the rapture. Speaking on it tomorrow night, he says, next night, Lord willing. He says, well, you separated your first union by spiritual death. Okay? Now you're born again and remarried to the new spiritual union of not your natural life of the things of the world, but of eternal life. That germ that was in you at the beginning found you. This was those ones that was born with two natures in them. Yeah. Now your old book is gone. When? After the new birth. Your old book is gone with your old union. The new birth does this. Oh my. Now your name has been transferred. Now you say, do you mean to tell me that my old book, see, God put it in the sea of His forgiveness? That's what a new birth does for you. It takes that old book, that old nature, and puts in the sea of forgiveness. God don't want to remember it anymore. He had a use for it, had a purpose in it. But now it's gone, and He don't remember it anymore if you're born again. Okay. You stand perfectly before God. Wow, ain't that a nice place to stand? Knowing that you stand perfectly before God when you've got that new birth and you've got the vindication of us there. Yeah. But now if it's a hopeful situation, a trusting situation, it ain't much assurance there. But if you know it's happened and you see it bring your body under subjection, if the Bible tells you don't do this, what did he say? The body quickly turns to it. Ah. How could Brother Branham say something like that? Because he had the same experience. The body quickly turned to it. But don't sit there and say, well, why do I have to do this? Oh, why do I have to do that? I've had people over the years tell him, you know, they come to me and ask me for advice and talk to me about something and give them what the Word says. Well, why do I have to do that? Isn't there some other way? And you just gave him God's clear-cut decision, exactly what it had to be. Isn't there another avenue? No. There is no other avenue. There's no other way. This is the way God said it has to be. The body quickly turns to it. Why are you saying that, Brother Steve? Because I want you to know that if you see that in your life, that's another assurance. Blessed understanding to have. That when the Word tells you to do this, you quickly turn to it. That's amen. That's an overcoming. Yeah. You're not playing with it. You're not letting a home, a family, an automobile choke it out. But the Word came quickly. Turn to it. Now you know you got something. It's a life you cannot live yourself. There's no way you could have done that in yourself. A miracle took place in your life because you tried it for years. Like many people today are claiming to be born again and still trying it for years. And it ain't happening. Women still trying to be under submission. Can't do it. Yeah. They try. Try for a little while until they get reminded. Oh, yes, I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't be like that. I'm to be under submission to my husband. So I see some women just cannot get it that she's not to have authority over a man. Zouch. But she just can't quit. She gets reminded of it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to watch myself. Oh, yes, I must watch myself. As soon as she's turned loose, she's trying to usurp authority again. Just can't get it. But when you see the Word come and the body quickly turns to it, oh, now you're getting somewhere. Now something's happening that's real with every word, not just one. Not just two, but everywhere. You see? Well, I got an excuse why I can do this. You think that excuse is going to hold up before God? A lot of people think they got excuses. When they have to stand before them in the great white throne judgment, friends, them excuses are going to be so flimsy. They're going to be so weak. Well, I just did this because... And I had to have it this way. And I had to do this because. Do you think that's going to stand before God? Like I said, just like a woman trying to usurp her authority over a man. Do you think you're going to have some kind of excuse? Oh, friends. I guess you'll be surprised one of these days. But I trust that whatever situation it may be, that if you're failing at the Word of God, you'll not stand on that day and say, Brother Steve didn't tell me. If Brother Steve didn't tell me, you've got a Bible in your home, don't you? You got the prophet's messages, don't you? Huh? You think we're going to stand before God with these excuses you think we're going to have? I did this because... Well, I wore this dress this way because it's a whole lot more comfortable. That's like so many men wearing these sissy shorts. Oh, it's cooler. I have no problem wearing pants every day, and I don't even notice they're there, friends. What's wrong with a little bit of sweat? Sweating's good for you. Yeah. But look at the perversion, how many men's wearing shorts anymore. It just accumulates more every summer. And for long, they'll be wearing bikinis. They're like Brother Branham said, kikinis. You know? And dressing themselves, acting like fools. See? sinful sheep is what I'm saying. In closing, we'll close here and then we'll pick it up later. He says here, your old book is gone with your old union. Now, Lord willing, I want to pick up into these things and maybe it won't be so hard on you next time. The only way it'll be scary is if you know you're not born again. Then it'll be so scary. Your old book is gone with your old union. And now your name has been transferred. You say, did you mean to tell me that my... He said, yeah, God put it in the sea of forgetfulness. You stand perfect before God. Now your name is now in the new book. Not the book of life, but the Lamb's book of life. What the Lamb redeemed. Not the old book of your natural union. Ain't that nice to know that's being the sea of forgetfulness when you're born again? All right. But your new, you see, bride. Hallelujah. Your new life is in the Lamb's book of life. Your marriage certificate, hallelujah, where your true eternal germ, your true eternal germ from the beginning takes hold. Yes, takes hold. Yeah. Now, you're not only forgiven, but you're justified. Oh my. And I don't know why these people can't see that. Many ministers. How by saying it's a regeneration of one soul, they destroy the revelation of justification, friends. They can't see it. If they, oh, we got justification. How? You destroyed the very thing that God said you was justified by. Justification, he said, justified. Romans 5:1 said, yes. Romans 5:1 said, therefore being justified by faith. Look up the word. The word don't mean forgiven. The word means justified. It don't mean you're forgiven. For instance, you heard I got drunk and done some evil things and everything, see? Then you come around and say to me, you found out I didn't do them. Then you come around and say, Brother Branham, I forgive you. Forgive me? I didn't do it in the first place. Now, if I did do it, I'm guilty. But you, he says, but you could be forgiven. Or he says, but you could forgive me, and I wouldn't be guilty, but yet I'm not justified because I actually done it. But the word justified is though you never done it. Oh, I like that. It's not even regarded at all. How is it done? In God's book of sea of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Your old book of marriage is divorced and dead. It's not even in the memories of God. Can't you believe that? But you must be born again to have these benefits. To be a real partaker of the divine nature of God. Wow. Remember, he had the sinless nature, didn't he not? To be a partaker of the same divine nature, haven't we got to stand sinless too? The only way you're going to be able to, friends, is through a new birth. That old husband dead, buried, gone. Yes, that sinful nature. Amen, you are justified. Therefore, being justified, see, it was accused. He was accused. You never done it, though. See, in the first place, the old union is in the sea of his forgetfulness. You wasn't married to it to begin with. He, the bridegroom, bore your shame himself for you in your place. He took your place, for you were predestinated for him to be in his bride. Before the foundation world, see, the Bible said so. You are predestinated seed. In closing, how did you come to this? You were deceived into it by your first marriage to your adulterous parent, Eve. It's not no fault of your own. No. You couldn't help being born with that nature. Could you? No. It's the way it had to be. See? It's no fault of your own by your natural birth, see? You come after Eve who committed adultery. That's the reason you was born an adulteress. You're a sinner to begin with. That's right. He was deceived into, see, no, you, he said, it ain't your fault. You never did it. Because that little germ that was in you was to be you before the foundation of the world. And God put your name on the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, my. Talk about, he's so sweet. He's so wonderful. To do for us what he has done. Oh, my. Don't you want that kind of assurance instead of sitting there saying, I'm born again, and you know for a fact your life is not vindicating it? Don't you want something real? Genuine! A real new birth. Yeah. Something that'll take your life over. That'll bring an overcoming power in your life. It's so simple, friends. It's so simple. Do you sit there and say, well, I just might as well give up then? I'm going to tell you, friends, that is a very scary thought. Something maybe you don't have in the first place in there. Because there's something about an elected seed. Friends, it's like the little collar boy who's out in that cornfield in that hot sun and say, Lord, this old boy Bones is going to bleach right in this hot sun if you don't fill me with the Holy Ghost. You know why many people don't do that? They ain't got time. Their life is so filled up with trash it's going to burn and rot and moth is going to eat. It's so important to them. Show them that seed ain't in there. Yeah. Friends, it's such a serious thing. And if you can just get people to see it, if you can just get people to understand what's happening right now, people live like they're going to live in this body for 1,000 years. I'm going to tell you what, friends, this thing ain't going to live in 1,000 years, this flesh. No. It's going to die so quickly. I don't care if you live to be 100, it's going to be so fast, as I said before. So quick. My. But now people think, oh, I'm in this body and I'm going to live forever. I've got plans. I'm going to own this and I'm going to buy that and I'm going to be this and I'm going to be that. Well, you can just have all that because tomorrow you might be waking up with cancer and you may live a week and it's gone. Amen. Yeah. Then we'll see how important it is. Yeah. To some, that's so important instead of doing what God wants them to do. Yeah. So important. I know oftentimes maybe as humans we think, how can that be? How can people not see it? But in the Spirit you know why. You could preach your heart out and people not see it. But I sure trust and pray and I ask God many times, Lord, please let these people see these things. Open understanding. Let it be real, Lord. That we'd be a true overcomer. And we could see that Christ is a vindicator in our lives. Let's stand, please. With our heads bowed. Kind Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we've rehearsed and renewed our minds and stirred our pure minds through the way of remembrance. That, Lord, you give us opportunity to stand before the Word. We don't want to be foolish, Lord, and try to judge ourselves by ourselves. And no measuring ourselves by ourselves. But Father, let us measure up to the Word of God. I'm asking again today, Lord, any of those that's not filled with the Holy Spirit, that's not had a change of that nature, oh God, may something begin to pull on the inside like it's never pulled before. Draw on them, Lord Jesus. Father, bring them in the fold, knowing that time's just about over with now. And some may think, well, what's the use? If I'd get the new birth right now, mine, if the Lord come, well, look at the things I need to overcome. But Lord, they that come in last got the same pay as they that come in first. So we ask, Lord Jesus, open our understanding to all these things. May we not doubt you and take you and doubt your word, Lord. But may we have open hearts to receive and believe what you tell us, Lord. And give ourselves to you. Yield ourselves to you. That you can do what you want to do in our lives. I ask it now for your glory and honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. May God richly bless you. Hope I didn't hold you too long. You're dismissed.